Hello, everybody. This is Hobosode number 266. Today is December 29th, 2020, and this one's brought to you by Gobi. Thank you, Gobi, for being a supporter over on the Patreon, which, by the way, might not be the only option anymore. I've been working on the new membership thing on phonelosers.com, and I actually killed the old version. So if you were a member of the old thing, you are no longer a member. Hopefully you can still hear this, but probably not, since I broke the old system. And I'm sorry about that. I had to set up the new system. I emailed everybody about it, and I issued refunds to, I think, everybody for this past month. But anyway, what I'm getting at here is that I've set up a new system if anyone wants to try it out. It doesn't come with Patreon. It's an alternative to Patreon. I mean, you can sign up for both if you want. And in fact, there's a coupon system on it. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to make a coupon thing, and I'm going to make it called Milk Door. All one word, uppercase letters. I don't know if case matters. But I made a coupon. It'll give you a month for free if you want to try it out, because I know a lot of people weren't happy about the old system. It kept breaking and stuff, and they're like, I hate the Patreon. But then they signed up on Patreon anyway, because they love the show. Thanks, you guys. But if you want to try out the new system, there is not yet a podcast feed for it. You have to go to the website and listen that way, but I'm setting up the podcast thing still. It's a lot of work. There's a lot of stuff to do. I think I've got it mostly set up, though. I just got to work on that podcast feed thing. I'm pretty sure that's possible, and I think this is going to be a much cooler system than the old one. Let's hope. Anyway, enough of all that. Let's talk to Marjorie.
Hello, we are not available now. Please leave your name and phone number after the beep. We will return your call.
Marjorie! Hello? Hello, Marjorie? Pick up the phone! It's your neighbor. It's Carol. Marjorie! Pick up.
Hello?
Oh, hello, Marjorie. Thank God you answered. Thank God you picked up.
Okay.
It's Carol.
Carol.
Yeah, Carol Gersperms. Hey, can you please stop coming over here and looking in my milk door?
In your what?
In my milk door. Like, I know you keep coming over and messing around with my milk door. And I don't know if you're just curious about
it. No, I haven't. It's not me.
No, it's okay. I know it's you. We've got cameras and stuff here. But can you please...
I haven't been to anybody's house.
Marjorie, you've just been in our milk door.
Where do you live?
I'm on Parkway.
Yeah?
Yeah, and you just keep coming up to our milk door, and you're like...
I don't. It is not me.
You're tapping on it, and you're making the dog, like, bark.
No, it's not me.
Marjorie, can you tell your husband just to shut up? I'm sorry, I shouldn't have said that. Marjorie.
I'm sorry, but it is not me. I do not go off my property out here.
Yeah, but you...
I don't walk. I ride my bike in the summer, and I go barely to the mailbox every now and then.
Yeah, but you keep coming up to our milk door, and like you're like teasing the cat and the dog. And
no, like, it's not me.
No, it's okay. It's like,
do
I'm
you
not,
know what I look like?
Yes, of course, you're my neighbor. I'm not angry or anything, but you're like making, you're making faces at my son.
I don't know your son. I don't know you.
I know, that's why it's weird. Like, you're
okay,
making faces through the milk door.
And...
I got hung up on... Oh, hello? Oh, God, I don't have a dial tone ready. I don't think she's gonna pick back up, though. We're still connected, though. That's a crazy noise I hear on the line. Okay, there she goes, just as I got my dial tone already.
Let me turn off the Carol voice. So this week, I learned what a milk door was. Apparently, 50 years ago, probably even sooner, I don't know history stuff, but people used to have these little miniature doors next to their real doors, and they were for the milkman to put milk into. And there was a door on the inside and a door on the outside, so you could lock it from either side. And it was to prevent milk theft. That was a real problem back in the 50s. That milk theft, everyone stealing your milk. It must have been awful growing up in those days. Not knowing if your milk's gonna be there in the morning. So that's what I've decided to do today, is call up people and talk to them about my milk door. I guess there's still a lot of houses that have milk doors on them. I'm looking on Google image search right now, and it basically looks like a pet door, something that your cat could get in and out of. That would be awesome. But it's just to set milk in. Hopefully I will find a good image here to make as the show art so you can understand what a milk door is. There's lots of different styles of them. Sometimes they're built into the door itself, kind of like a mail slot, but it seems like a lot of them are their own thing. They're so darn cute. So anyway, that's what I'm doing today. Let's call up somebody else. Let's call up Derek here and tell him to stay the fuck away from my milk door.
Hello.
Hey, Derek.
Yeah.
Hey, it's Roy down the road.
Roy?
Yeah, hey. How come you keep looking in our milk door?
What?
You keep looking in our milk door. And you're like teasing our cat, trying to tease the cat through the milk door. Can you please just not do that? It's upsetting the cat.
Yeah, you might have the wrong Derek.
Oh, I don't think so. I live here on Spring.
Wait, and I did what?
Well, you know what you did. Can you just please stop doing that?
Wow, okay. Well, I think you got the wrong guy. Somebody impersonated me.
No, we have one of those Ring doorbell cameras. We know it's you. But yeah, you keep opening up our milk door and like peeking in there. And one of our kids saw you and we didn't believe him. We yelled at him for lying. Can you just not do that anymore? That's a little creepy.
I don't even know what a milk door is.
Sir, the milk door. You know, for the milkman? Next to the front door?
Who is this?
It's Roy. I'm your neighbor. Like, down the street from you? What? Am I not the only person's milk door that you keep opening up?
I don't open up milk doors. You got me.
What?
No, I wouldn't do that. I'm a nice guy.
Well, I'm sure you're nice, but maybe you're just curious about what's going on in our house. There's nothing going on in here. Can you please just leave our milk door alone?
Oh, man. Well, this is... Man.
You're what?
I that wasn't me.
No, it was you. I was just hoping you could cut that out. Please cut that out, sir.
You're serious?
Yeah.
Okay, no, you're confused.
No, I'm not. I know you keep coming up to our milk door and like peeking in, and
no,
you're like sticking a bread tie under the door and stuff, like teasing the cat.
No, just,
there's no reason for you to even be near our milk door. There's just bushes out there. What are you doing in our bushes, looking in the milk door?
You're funny, dude. I don't know who this is, but that's... Oh, my God. You're going to make me...
It's not funny.
Oh, God. Oh, man. This is pretty funny.
It's not funny. Good, though. Don't mess with another man's milk door.
You're joking with this, man. That's really good.
You need to stop smoking, sir.
And you're holding it together pretty good. Can you tell me who you are?
No, I'm completely serious. Just stay away from my damn milk door.
Oh, my God. I'm going to have a heart attack. Who is this, man?
That'd be awesome.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Would it be awesome if I had a heart attack?
I don't know. I've just never killed anyone through the phone before. That'd be like a new one. I could write that down in my notebook.
Oh, my God. I'm going to pass out, man. Please tell me what this is, because this is really good.
I told you. It's Roy.
Okay, Roy. Oh, my God. Okay. Roy, I'm gonna go.
Okay.
I won't come down to get your milk door anymore.
I don't want to have to put a lock on the milk door.
Okay. I won't do it again.
Okay. Thank you. Okay. Thank you for understanding. Mm.
Okay. Can I call you back?
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
All right. I love you.
Yeah, I love you too.
All right, bye. Oh, my God.
You going to tell me who you are?
Yes, Roy.
Okay, Roy.
All right, love you.
Go. Yes.
I think I actually like that one better than the previous lady, even though he just thought it was funny. He was awesome. Also, I'm going to call that lady back, the lady from before. I'm going to call her back right now.
Hello?
Hey there. This is Roy down the road. I'm Carol's husband.
Uh-huh.
I guess Carol just talked to your wife about our milk door.
So she has the wrong number because we've been sitting eating dinner.
Oh no, it wasn't tonight. It's just been the past several weeks. So that story
no one's
doesn't
been outside.
Anymore. Oh no, like I she must have misunderstood me. I told her it was you doing it.
Doing what?
You keep coming over to our milk door and opening it up peeking in and
you're out of your mind.
Like making.
Where do you think you live?
Making faces at the kids and stuff? That's weird.
It's me. I'm making faces, and I'm carrying a gun, and next time
I'm
going to come in blazing.
That's fucked up. Why are you being like that around our milk door?
Why don't you come on? Because I want your milk. That's why. I'm coming for your milk. I'm coming armed.
That's why we got the milk door.
I'm highly dangerous.
Got the milk door because of the people.
Got the milk door. I got the milk.
Like
I got
you.
A milk door blunderbust.
Oh, yeah. Listen to Marjorie
so I get
laughing
call
back
for
there.
Why don't you call the cops? Just
well, hey, I'm going to tell.
I'm going to tell
the cops that you threatened to shoot a gun through my milk door.
It's not just a gun; it's a really big gun.
I know that's not
call
cool.
Them. You should call them right now.
Both of you need to stay the fuck away from our milk door.
I want.
Weird.
You done?
Hey, tell Marjorie to shut the fuck up. Tell her not to tell you what to do.
I'm coming there tonight. You better lock it up. You better sleep with a gun next to you.
You're gonna scare the hell out of us.
There's no lock on it. Well, I guess Marjorie figured out that it wasn't real. Sorry to ruin the illusion, everyone, by calling her back. But that was an awesome husband.
Hello.
Hi, John.
Yes.
Hey, it's Roy down the street.
Roy.
Yeah. Hey. I know you keep coming over here and looking in my milk door. Can you please not do that?
Who's this?
It's Roy down the street. You know Roy and Carol?
Not Roy. No, I don't know who that is.
Oh, well, I'm the one whose house has the milk door on it, and you keep coming up to the milk door.
I don't even know what
and,
a milk door is.
Oh, come on. It's the little door, you know, next to the big door for the milkman.
Dude, who are you?
I've told you a couple times now it's Roy. Can you please just leave my milk door alone? That's not for you.
What are you talking about?
My milk door. It seems pretty obvious what I'm talking about. Just please stay away from it. That's all.
What the hell is a milk door?
What the hell is a milk door? I don't know. Where do you live, sir?
Tell that wife of yours just to shut the fuck up and stay out of your conversation.
Hey, I'm going to find out where the fuck you live and come visit you.
Well, it's the one with the milk door.
Yeah, I got the milk door, asshole.
You already have visited me. I mean, she kind of did need to shut up. She kept chiming in and stuff.
This is Debbie.
Hey, Debbie. It's Carol down the street.
Hi.
Hi. Hey, can you please stop coming in my, looking in my milk door?
I think you have the wrong number.
Oh, no, we know it's you. Like, we live down in the house with the milk door in the front.
In what town do you live in?
I'm Bend.
And I'm going where?
Well, you keep opening up the milk door, and you were shooting rubber bands at my head. And I thought
I'm
it was one of my...
shooting rubber bands at your head?
I thought it was one of my kids. But then I realized...
I think you're watching the Pacer game.
Well, no, not tonight. But, you've just been coming out to our milk door lately. And I looked on my doorbell camera footage and saw that it was you.
I apologize, but I'm certainly not going to listen to this because I don't go to anybody's door shooting rubber bands.
Okay, that's all I was asking for was an apology. Thank you for apologizing.
If you haven't noticed, I've been being Carol for the females and myself for the males. I was hoping women might be more likely to yell at Carol than me, but maybe that's silly. I don't know.
That's from the dealership. Hello, this is Gary.
Hey, Gary, it's Roy down the street.
Yeah.
Hey, can you please stop looking in our milk door and shooting things in there? That's not cool, you know?
Wait a minute. Who are you?
It's Roy down the street.
Who are you calling?
Gary. I live here on Bend.
And where, who are you?
It's Roy. You we're the ones with the milk door. You keep coming up to our milk door, and you were shooting rubber bands in our milk door at my head. And I thought
I know you.
Well, I don't think so.
Is this
like
a joke?
No, I wouldn't joke about this, sir. I'm a Christian.
Hang on.
I thought it was my kids doing it.
I'll put you on speaker.
Why?
Hang on.
Why are you putting me on speaker? I don't consent to speaker, sir.
Well, my wife's here, so I want her to hear what you're saying.
Okay. Well, yeah, just please don't do it again. I don't know. Maybe you just didn't tell your wife.
Maybe you just didn't tell your wife
what you were doing, but can you please just cut that out? We're just trying to be friendly neighbors. We don't need all that.
What was I doing again?
Oh, you know, with the milk door, the thing I said. I think you heard me. Now you're pretending you didn't hear me?
I want my wife to hear it.
I'm his wife, and I'm asking what you're talking about.
Oh, no, you didn't ask that at all. I mean, until just now.
I know, I'm asking that right now.
Well, why can't Gary just tell you what I was talking about? Was he not listening?
I don't know what you're talking about, so tell her what you said I did.
Oh, you know exactly what I'm talking about. You know,
no, I do not.
Yes, you... It's not a joke, ma'am. Nobody seems to know what a milk door is.
Hello?
Hi, John?
Yes?
Hey, it's Carol down the street.
Yes?
Hey, I was just hoping you could stop opening up our milk door and looking in, peeking in like that. That's weird.
I don't know what you're talking about.
You know, our milk door. You keep opening up our milk door, and, you know, we're inside here. You can't be doing that. That's like looking in our window.
I'm sorry, but I don't do that, ma'am. You got the wrong person.
Oh, no, we not you. We have one of those doorbell cameras.
So I don't know what you're talking about.
Sir, just please stop messing with our milk door. That's not yours.
What are you talking about?
You leave our milk door alone.
What are you talking about?
Our milk door. You keep looking at our milk door, and you're tapping on it.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Yes, you do. You cut that out, John. We don't appreciate that.
Where do you live?
I live on Parkway. You keep opening up our milk door and peeking in and making faces at the kids. It's weird.
Ma'am, you got the wrong person.
Oh, I do not. I know it's you. You need to cut that out.
Ma'am, if you don't quit bothering me, I will call the police.
I'm not bothering you. You're bothering
us.
Yes,
you are.
Looking in our milk
door
all the time.
Yes, you are. You've got, ma'am, you've got the wrong person.
You know,
I thought you don't even know who I am.
I thought it was one of my kids. They, like, shot a rubber band at the back of my head. Now I know it was you shooting it through my milk door. That's not funny.
You're crazy.
I'm
sorry. This conversation's over.
I'm
you're
crazy.
Just absolutely. You are. You're crazy. You got the wrong person. You owe me an apology.
No,
bye.
You're the one going around the neighborhood looking at milk doors.
Then he calls me crazy.
Hello.
Hey, it's Roy, your neighbor.
I'm sorry?
Roy, it's your neighbor. Hey, can you please stop messing with our milk door?
You've got the wrong number.
Oh, no, I don't. We know it was you. We have one of those doorbell cameras. I live here on a way, too.
Would I stop doing what? What are you talking about?
Well, our milk door. You keep opening up our milk door and trying to peek in, but you can't because it's locked on the inside. We thought of that. Plus, we didn't want the cat getting out.
I have no idea what you're talking about. I'm on my couch. I've got nobody here.
Well, not tonight.
Except for my wife.
Not tonight. I just mean, you know, like over the past few weeks, you keep coming up to our milk door and like tapping on it and trying to open it.
Like I don't know what you're talking about,
sir. It's not a pretend door. It's like a real milk door, and but it's not in use anymore. Like we don't really even keep it open on the inside.
What's your address?
Just leave our milk door alone, please. That's all I ask.
Do you know who I am? Do you know my name?
Of course. Yeah, hold on, I got another call coming in. Hello? What was that? Shit, he hung up. I was trying to pick up another call that was coming in because he asked me his name and I didn't know his name because it's not on this list. Like most of the other things on this list have names on them. There was no name on that one, just an address.
Hello?
Hi, is Ron there?
Just a minute.
Or can you just pass along a message? This is your neighbor. It's Roy.
Hang on, just a sec.
Okay.
Hello.
Hey, Ron, it's Roy.
Who is it, please?
It's Roy. Hey, I noticed you keep leaving like little gift baskets in our milk door, like little plates of cookies and stuff. Can you not do that? We don't even use the milk door. It's not accessible from inside the house. I just notice it when I'm doing yard work. You keep leaving all those treats in there.
I'm not sure what you're talking about, to be honest with you.
Oh, the milk door. You know, we have a milk door in our house.
No, not really.
Oh, yeah, we have the milk door. You keep leaving, I don't know if it's you or your wife, keep leaving treats in our milk door.
No, not us.
It's nice, but, you know, like, it's kind of gross in there, and it's not really used anymore.
This is Ron, you know?
Yeah.
I don't know who...
Yeah, it's a nice gesture and everything. I appreciate it. We ate the cookies once.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Well, is it your wife then that keeps leaving all those treats in the milk door?
I don't think so.
Okay, because like it's kind of convenient. Like if you could just leave them on the porch instead, because it's actually pretty inconvenient to get them from the milk door because we have to put on shoes and go outside.
Yeah, who is this place?
It's Roy. Roy and Carol.
Roy and Carol, who?
Yeah.
I know what you're talking about.
You do? Okay, that's great. Yeah, just please.
No, I'm
please,
sorry. I don't know what you're talking about.
No, don't mess
in
with
the
first
place.
Just don't mess with their milk door, okay? Like, there's no way for me to latch it on the outside. Like, and you keep putting stuff in there.
I don't put any. I don't know who this is, but I think this is some kind of scam or something.
It's not a scam. I'm just asking you, please leave our milk door alone. That's all.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
How would that be a scam? That doesn't make sense.
It doesn't make sense what you're talking about.
Well, it doesn't make sense you'd keep leaving treats in our milk door. It's obviously gross in there. Hasn't been cleaned out in decades. There used to be a dead bird in there. I took the dead bird out. I don't want to eat stuff where there used to be a dead bird.
I'm sorry. We live on First. Are you talking about the same person?
Of course. I'm on East First Street.
It must be somebody else.
So, what do you mean somebody else?
That's what I said. I don't know what you're talking about.
That's definitely you. We have one of those doorbell cameras.
Really? Well, boy, that'd be interesting to see that.
Well, you're acting like I'm accusing you of something. All you're doing is leaving us gifts. Thank you. I appreciate it. It's very nice.
No, I'm sorry. It's not me.
But it's just, you know, we just, you know, not in that door because that, you know, it's dirty in there. It's like a basement.
Well, I just don't know what you're talking about, to be honest with you. This is getting kind of irritating now.
Well, you're irritating. You're
accusing me of something I'm not doing, so...
Leaving candy and cookies in our milk door?
No, I don't even know what you're talking about. What? I have no idea.
You know what a milk door is, right? You know you're not, like, actually feeding trolls or anything?
I think this is enough.
What do you mean it's enough? Oh, I guess Ron didn't like me insulting his intelligence. He's like, of course I know what a milk door is. I'm an educated man. How dare you suggest that I don't know what a milk door is?
Hello?
And she just keeps doing it. I don't know why she's putting stuff... I'm sorry, did someone just say hello?
I didn't hear anyone say hello. Oh, whoa. Who was that? Hello?
My phone just rang and I picked it up.
Oh, no. I'm on the phone with my mom.
Yeah, we're talking about my neighbor, Anita. Who's this?
My name is Anita, but I don't think I'm your neighbor.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I live on Appalachian Way.
Oh, well, I do too.
Wait, is this Anita?
Yes.
Well, how did this happen? I was just talking about you. Well, how are you on my phone?
I don't know. My phone just rang.
Well, you need to stop opening up my milk door. That's what we were talking about. How you keep coming over and like opening up my milk door.
What?
But you keep opening up my milk door and, like, peeking in the house. And you can't do that. That's like looking in our window.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Mom, did you add her?
No, she just popped up on our line like a creep or something.
Ma'am, how'd you get on my mom's phone line?
My phone rang, and I answered it.
Are you outside her house or something? Did you just, like, plug in a phone, like a phone company man or something?
My phone rang, and I answered it.
That sounds like
something. That's all I know.
That sounds like something you would do, Anita. Like, first it's a milk door, and now this, and then she hung up. Okay.
Man, I have tried pretty much that same prank over and over for the past hour, and that's the best I can do. Everyone else just hangs up on me because they think it's some kind of a scam when I'm talking to myself. So I'm giving up on this, and I think I'm just going to end the show here. I think we've had all the fun that we can with the old milk door trick. Even though nobody really screamed at us, what the fuck is a milk door? Kind of hoping that might happen. But whatever, we can try this again someday. Maybe even tomorrow, maybe I'll do some milk door calls on a snowplow show or something. Because you can't have too many milk door calls. And you know what? I'm the only prank call show out there that brings you milk door calls. You're so getting your money's worth by supporting the show. Because I'm willing to bet there's not another prank call show out there that's done as many milk door prank calls as I've done. And it's all thanks to people like Gobi. Thanks, Gobi, for being the sponsor of today's Hobosode. And thanks all of you for supporting it too. Unless I fucked something up on the new site and just accidentally made it available to everyone. Who knows? It's possible. I made them briefly available to everyone a couple days ago, I think. But remember, if you want to try out the new thing, you know, I don't think I even gave out the URL at the beginning of the show for it. So I got to remember to put that in the show notes. Anyway, it's phonelosers.com/cactus. Or you can just click on the members thing up there in the menu bar. There's a members section again. And it's in the same place it used to be, phonelosers.com/cactus. Go give it a try. It's free for a month. Only for you Patreon subscribers, though. Oh, and I guess the YouTube subscribers also, I guess. Maybe I can get rid of the YouTube thing now, since I've got my own.
Hey, everyone, listen up your attention, if you please. Really want to give you a warning, because I found out this morning about a dangerous, insidious computer virus. If you should get any mail with the subject stinky cheese, better not go taking the chances. Under no circumstances should you open it, or else it will translate your documents into Swahili. Make your TV record Chili. Nutrient pets and give your laundry static clean. Look out, it's gonna make your computer screen freeze. Look out, erase the Easter eggs off your DVDs. Look out, erase your hard drive and your backups too, and the hard drive of anyone related to you. Virus alert, you need immediately before someone gets hurt. Forward this message onto everybody. Soon, very soon, it will make all the pain peel off your walls. It'll make your keyboard all sticky, give your poodle a hickey, and invest your cash in stock in Euro Disney. Then it will tie up your phone, making crank long distance calls. It'll set your clocks back an hour and start clogging the shower. So just trash it now, or else it will decide to give you a permanent wedgie. Legally change your name to Reggie. Even mess up the pH balance in your poop. Look out, it's gonna melt your face right off your skull. Look out, and make your iPod only play Jethro Tull. Look out, and tell you knock knock jokes while you're trying to sleep. Look out, and make you physically attracted to sheep. Look out, steal your identity and your credit card. Look out, buy you a warehouse full of pink leotards. Look out, then cause a major rift in time and space, and leave a bunch of Twinkie wrappers all over the place. Alert, you need immediately before someone gets hurt. Forward this message onto everybody. Virus alert, you need immediately before someone gets hurt. Forward this message onto everybody. Warn all your friends, send this to everybody. Tell everyone, you know, tell everybody now. If you get infected,
I don't even know what a milk door is.